In federal court in Buffalo today, one of six Yemeni Americans from Lackawanna pleaded guilty to charges that he provided material support to Al-Qaeda. He was the fourth defendant to reach a plea agreement with the government. The defendants all originally pleaded not guilty after they were arrested last fall, but they began changing their minds after the government suggested that more serious charges could be brought if the cases went to trial. From Buffalo, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
For many in the courtroom, the plea agreement accepted today by U.S. District Judge William Scretany was familiar. The guilty plea entered by 30-year-old Sahim Alwan was not that different from pleas entered earlier by three of Alwan's friends, Faisal Galab, Yahya Goba, and Shafel Mozed. The four friends, plus two others, were part of a group of six young Yemeni American men from Lackawanna who were charged with traveling to Afghanistan and training with Al-Qaeda at its Al-Farouk camp in May of 2001. Alwan has long admitted that he went to the camp, where he was trained in using automatic weapons and where he even met with Osama bin Laden. But his lawyer and the lawyers of the other five men contend that when they went to Afghanistan, the Yemenis had no idea what they were getting into. And when they were put through basic training, shown pictures from the embassy bombings and the attack on the USS Cole, they began making plans to leave. They did leave after just 10 days in the camp. Alwan says he even faked an injury so he could go home. But today, attorney James Harrington, who represents Alwan, said his client decided to change his innocent plea to guilty.
He analyzed and assessed the likelihood that he could get a fair jury, given the political climate and atmosphere and comments made by President, Vice President, and Attorney General regarding this case. So all those things weighed on his mind, and he decided that this was the best avenue for him and for his family.
The government indicted Alwan and the other Lackawanna men on two charges and indicated if the case went to trial, more charges could be added. In plea negotiations, attorneys for the Lackawanna men said the government suggested that illegal use of automatic weapons and treason charges could be added. Also that it's even possible the men could be held as enemy combatants and moved to the military detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. But in the end, prosecutors agreed to a guilty plea on the lesser of two charges in the indictment and is asking that Alwan be sentenced to 9 years in prison. Assistant U.S. Attorney William Hochul says it's not because he had any doubts about the strength of the case against Alwan.
We have absolutely no doubt that as of the time of the indictment that a trial jury could have reviewed the evidence that we would have introduced at trial and convicted Mr. Alwan of material support of the terrorist organization.
In the 7 months since Attorney General John Ashcroft announced the arrest of Alwan and the five other Lackawanna men at a Washington news conference, the case has faded somewhat from the public eye. Ashcroft and later President Bush referred to the six as an Al-Qaeda sleeper cell. But since then, prosecutors have said there's no evidence the six were planning an attack or posed any imminent threat to the U.S., and they have carefully avoided any discussion about whether the men were, in fact, a sleeper cell. U.S. Attorney Michael Battle.
In this particular case, as you can see, there was no reference to any sleeper cell in any of the legal documents that have been filed in court.
Alwan's plea agreement leaves two other Lackawanna men, Yasin Taher and Mukhtar al-Bakri, facing trial. Lawyers for both men have been in discussions with the U.S. attorney about possible plea agreements. John Malloy, who represents al-Bakri, says he thinks the government would have a hard time proving that an American citizen who spends a few days in a training camp in Afghanistan is guilty of providing material support for terrorism. It's a contention that hasn't been argued in court yet, and Malloy believes the government wants to keep it that way. One reason, he says, for the plea bargains.
They want to establish a precedent under this particular statute that material support to a terrorist organization includes mere presence at one of their camps. They seem to want to use this to hold it against anyone else in the future.
Leaders of Lackawanna's Yemeni American community say with the guilty pleas they hope that the fear and suspicion their community has been living with may be winding down. But that's far from certain. Prosecutors will only say that the investigation continues. Alwan's plea agreement mentions seven other unnamed Yemenis who were part of the trip to the Al-Qaeda training camp. And it says Alwan and his friends returned home just as another group was preparing to travel to the camp in Afghanistan. Greg Allen, NPR News, Buffalo.